be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And they will see the human one coming on the clouds with great power and glory. And he will send out his angels who will gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Now learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the very gate. I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But of that exact day or hour, no one knows. Neither the angels in heaven, nor even the Son, but only the Father knows." This is the Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel and similar ones are always chosen for these final Sundays of the church year, always in the middle of November. And they're not meant to be ominous or scary, although I guess they sound that way. If you read earlier in this chapter, the question the disciples have asked is not when will the world end, but when will the temple be destroyed? When will this happen? Because Jesus says it's going to pass away. And of course they see this magnificent building, the center of their religion, and they can't imagine that it wouldn't last forever. So it's really not about the end of the world. As the final verse says, it doesn't really matter. It's none of your business. Only God knows. Don't worry about it. But it's about the end of all worlds. That everything, sisters and brothers, everything passes. Nothing lasts forever. That's the point. And be prepared for that, and then you won't be shocked or scandalized or look for someone to sue because something died or something was destroyed. That moment after you hear of the death of your mother or father, when the rug is pulled out from beneath you. That moment when you go to the doctor and get a fatal diagnosis and are told you have yourself 3 months to live. When your house in 10 seconds is destroyed by a tornado. That's what this is describing. Don't be surprised when that happens. Now, again, this is not meant to be heard as a threat. It's this, that if anything would last forever, you don't take it seriously. You know that? It's only when you know that this too will pass. You can be all excited about your new car, but it isn't going to last forever, right? Even your wonderful marriage, which I hope you have, is not going to last forever. You will die. Your partner will die. We hope you'll die before your children, but sometimes people suffer even that tragic event. Nothing lasts, damn it. Because that's our great hope, that there will be something that we can grasp onto, something that's eternal, something that's God. We want the absoluteness, the eternity of God, and we can't find it here. And so God put us in a world of passing things, where everything changes, nothing remains the same. The only thing that doesn't change is change itself. Oh, that's a hard lesson to learn. And I think, I say this especially with all of our kids up here in front today, I think God hides that from us when we're young. It only dawns on you, this is God's mercy and grace, I'm sure, decade by decade. As you get older, it becomes more real. That not only is everything else passing away, but I also am passing away. So this is meant, so you grab onto this day. You grab onto this life. You appreciate that it's all a gift. It's all gift. You didn't create it. You don't deserve it. It will not last, but while you breathe it in, enjoy it. And know that it is another moment of God, another moment of life. And life and God are pretty much the same thing. When you start taking it for granted, when you get on cruise control, and you think that your heavens will not fall apart, you sort of don't live at all. You just go on cruise control. You just, as we say, go through the motions. So sisters and brothers, don't do that. You're only here once. And most of us are, not you young ones, but us old ones, are at least halfway through, right? And that every day is that day for the last time, and also for the first time. So to be present to that moment, this moment, and to live it fully is the only way to experience eternal life. I don't know why that's true, but people who take this moment seriously take every moment seriously, and those are the people who are ready for heaven. And then heaven isn't something, I suspect, completely different than this world. It's whenever you taste life to its fullness. When you enjoy the moment, when you know that it's a gift from God, and it will not last. And yet that very will not last is an invitation to go deeper into the moment and touch upon that which lasts forever. That's the paradox. That's the mystery. That's what our rational minds cannot understand. And yet, that's what the saints have always come to teach us. So we come here Sunday after Sunday. Me too, probably, going through the motions, doing Mass again. But if it isn't leading you into an eternal now, an eternal moment, an always true moment, an always love moment, then you have not lived the moment at all.